So Rabotai, we're here on Daf Gimel Amud Aleph, and we're studying the Shita of Rava, according to the second interpretation of Rava, and that is that Ein Onus Begitin is based on a Takanas Chachamim, in which the Chachamim are Mafkia the Kiddushin Limafreya retroactively. And even though on a deraisal level Yesh Onus Begitin, if he gives her a get with the Tanai of Himlo Boston, he can't buy Yubes Chodesh, and he was Onus, he could not come back for circumstances beyond his control. Nevertheless, even though on a deraisal level he has not fulfilled this condition, and therefore as a result of that the get is completely batel, but we have the problem of the Tznuos and the Prutzos, they're going to be sitting and waiting for him to show up, and when he doesn't show up, so the Tzuas are going to say that he really wanted to come and he was honest, and if the get is not a get, then that's an Aguna problem. The Prutzos are going to say, well, we heard a rumor that he got stuck with a broken bridge, but he didn't show up, and if we're going to rely on this get and get remarried, on a deraisa level, the get is batel, and therefore the children from a second marriage among them. So to circumvent all these issues of Tzuas and Prutzos, the Chacham made a takana that the Kiddushin are completely null and void. Now, Rab, if you recall, Rashi says that the ability of the Chachamim to do so is limited to the case of get. Meaning, even though, again, on a deraisa level, the get is not worth the paper it's written on, because the Tanai that would have engendered the Chalos HaGerushin was completely null and void. I mean, there was no in Lobasi over here. The Lobasi has to be a positive Lobasi, and it wasn't a positive Lobasi. But nevertheless, the Rabbanan used this get almost as a stepping stone, as an excuse, a fig leaf, so to speak, to completely remove the Kiddushin. Oh. Now the question is, how did the Rabbanan have the power to remove the Kiddushin? I mean, after all, the man married a woman, he gave a kesef, shtar, bia, whatever he did. Kedasu kiddin, according to strict halakha, but they've been living together as husband and wife for, I don't know, 100 years. And all of a sudden, the rabbanim come along, they step in and they say, no, the Kiddushin is completely null and void. Puff. You know, poof away. It doesn't exist. So if you read the Gemara carefully, and this is about 8 lines down from the top of the page, the Gemara says, "Kol de Mekadesh, Adaite de Rabbanon Mekadesh." So if we stop here, what we get is the following principle. That when a man is Mekadesh a woman, he adds a Tanai to his Kiddushin. An implicit Tanai. Tosis is going to argue that it's not so implicit. It's really Lehedja, because he says Kedas Moshe Misra. What is the Tanai that he formulates? Max, what is his... No, I'm saying the Tanai in the get was in Lobasi, but what Tanai does every Mekadesh, which means, but spell it out for me. I mean, Kedas Moshe Misra is a very fancy formulation, but what does it mean? Well, what condition is he adding to his marriage? Exactly. That the rabbis will approve of his marriage. Which means if the rabbis disapprove of his marriage, then the Tanai is batel and the Kiddushin are completely null and void. If the Gemara would have stopped here, we call it quit while you're ahead, everything would have been fine. But the Gemara now flexes an entirely different muscle. And the Gemara says, Afki'inu Rabbanon l'Kiddushin minei, that the Rabbanon are mafkia the Kiddushin. Now, the Gemara says, Bishleim, I understand that the Rabbanon could be mafkia the Kiddushin if he was Mekadesh with what? Who remembers?
With Kesef.
Why? How did the Rabbanon have the authority to undermine the Kiddushin if he was Mekadesh with Kesef, Hefker, Vezin, Hefker? And Rashi says that the Rabbanon will convert his Mos into Mos Matana, which means that it wasn't given to her as Kiddushin, it was given as a Matana. And this the Rabbanon could magically achieve through the authority of Hefker Bezin Hefker, which is a long sugi of a sekli of Amos.
But Shtar wake the same way.
Oh, we're going to get to Shtar. Great, you're ahead of me.
Of course not.
So the question is, once you're applying the principle of Afkeinu Rabbanon L'Kiddushin Minei, why do we need Kol de Mekadesh Adaiti de Rabbanon Mekadesh? And in truth, this question works in two different directions. We could say the following. If there's halacha of kolde mekadesh, adaita derabbanan mekadesh, there's an implicit tenai in his kedusha that only if and when the rabbanan approve of his kedusha valid. I don't need afkina rabbanan lekedusha mina. I don't need hefker bezin hefker. And if on the flip side I have hefker bezin hefker, why do I need kolde mekadesh, adaita derabbanan mekadesh? I'm sorry. If I have hefker bezin hefker. Oh, I said it right. Why do I need called the Makadesh, Adaita Rabbanan Makadesh? Again, if Afkina Rabbanan Kedusha means that the Rabbanan are empowered to be Mafkia's Kedusha because he's Makadesh Bekesef and Hefker Bezin Hefker, why do I need that he take upon himself a Tanai? And if on the flip side he took upon himself a Tanai that's called the Makadesh, Adaita Rabbanan Makadesh, why do I need the Afkina Rabbanan Kedusha Minei that the Rabbanan should flex the muscle of Hefker Bezin Hefker? The Gemara seems to be operating with two principles, each one of which independently would suffice to achieve our goal. You hear the cash?
I don't understand something, the whole concept. I mean, get married, that's Mesh Yisrael. But the Rabbanan haven't yet given their approval. Was it an approval? They can't be Mafkir their approval. So, you can go to your death. But
right, you have to say that the Tanai is an ongoing approval, meaning the Rabbanan are granted the power through this Tanai of deciding at what point they want to press the button, we disapprove. And that could happen at any moment. And once they do so, the original Kedushin and the Tanai they're in is Batel. And the question is going to be, if that be the case, why do you need Afkina Rabbanan LeKedusha Minei? Forget about Afkina Rabbanan LeKedusha. I don't need the Rabbanan to be Mafkina LeKedusha using their super authority of Hefker Bezin Hefker. All I need is Kol DeMekadesh Adaita DeRabbanan Mekadesh. Once I have that, the Rabbanan can disapprove, the Tanai is Batel, the Kedusha go up in smoke. If on the other hand you want to say Afkina Rabbanan LeKedusha Minei, and the Rabbanan are being Mafkina LeKedusha through Hefker Bezin Hefker, so why do I need Kol DeMekadesh Adaita DeRabbanan Mekadesh? Forget about Kol DeMekadesh Adaita DeRabbanan Mekadesh. So I can give half an answer. Okay? Half an answer. What would be the half? I would say the following. That who says Kol DeMekadesh Adaita DeRabbanan Mekadesh, back to the fight that we had last week. Maybe the guy's going to come along and he said, and he's going to claim, I had das, that I don't care whether Chachamim approve of my marriage. He leaves out Kedas Moshe of Yisrael. Or even worse, he makes an explicit statement, I declare that even if it's Keneged Moshe of Yisrael, I still want the Kedusha to be Chal. If it's all based on Tanai, we're in trouble. So this could be just half an answer. You know, it could give us the reason why the Rabbanan have to institute the principle of Hefker Bezin Hefker, because if in event he doesn't want to be tola his Kedushin and make it dependent on the das of the Chacham, their approval, therefore we can zap him with Afkina Rabbanan LeKedushin Minei and Hefker Bezin Hefker. So I wanted to read to you one line here in the Sefer that I told you I found here, Sukkas Dovid, and he says the following. He says, "Lovely mishum hefker bezin hefker. What I need that for? Hello, yivadlo es kedusha mishum dekidesh al das chachamim." He says that if he was mekadesh al das chachamim, I don't need hefker bezin. And then he says, "V'lo mitzrichim l'tayim adikol mekadesh adait rabbanan hobalav hochisagi mishum hefker bezin hefker in kedusha kesef." So now we come to your question, Daniel. There's three ways of effectuating Kedusha. One of which is Kesef. And if you were Mekadesh with Kesef, then I understand very well Afkina Rabbanan LeKedusha Minei because of Hefker Bezin Hefker. But what are you going to do in the case of Shtar? What are you going to do in the case of Bia? This principle of Rava, the Sugya of Ein Onis Begintin, applies no matter which method of Kedusha he employed. And therefore, although Kol DeMekadesh Adaita DeRabbanan Mekadesh, although Afkina Rabbanan LeKedusha Minei will help you in Hefker Bezin Hefker if he operated with Kesef, it's not going to help you if he was Mekadesh with Shtar and Bia. Oh. is Mimela. The Gemara adds the principle of Afkeinu Rabbanon leKedusha Minei to that principle of Afkeinu Rabbanon Kedusha. The Gemara adds called the Mekadesh Adaiti the Rabbanon Mekadesh. So again, if we're asking the question in one direction, why do I need called the Mekadesh Adaiti the Rabbanon Mekadesh? Why not suffice with Afkeinu Rabbanon through Hefker Bez and Hefker? The answer could be Shtar and Bia. Oh. But once you have called the Mekadesh Adaiti the Rabbanon Mekadesh, so why do you need Hefker Bez and Hefker of Afkeinu? And the answer to that question is going to be for a case of a person who says, I'm not interested in the Rabbanon's approval. I make this as an unconditional Kiddushin, and therefore I need the principle of Kol Demekadesh of Kiddur Rabbanon with Kiddushin. Oh.
Still doesn't cover.
What do you say?
But it still doesn't cover.
It doesn't cover everything, but we're making some progress. Okay, you're right. It doesn't cover everything. But let me take a moment to talk to you about Shtar. When a man gives a woman a shtar kedushin, do the rabbanon have the power to unwind this kedushin and validate the kedushin through hefker bezin hefker? Meaning, does a person have to own the shtar itself and now fork it over to her and give her a possession, a kinyan on the shtar? Or is it simply what we call a maisa nesina? He doesn't own the shtar, and the very moment that he hands it over to her for the sake of kedushin, that itself effectuates the kedushin. You hear the question? Then Afkamina is going to be hefker bezin hefker. If you're telling me that kedushin shtar, like kedushin kesef, requires haknas hashtar, I have to own the shtar and now transfer ownership to the isha, then hefker bezin hefker means it's not my shtar. If, on the other hand, all you need is a mice and a cedar just to deliver the shtar, then Hefker Bezin Hefker is going to be totally irrelevant. So, all right, it's not his shtar, but who cares? He's giving the shtar, there's a mice and a cedar. So, Lechora, I have a raya one way or the other from an explicit Gemara Gid. The Gemara wants to know, listen to this crazy case, what happens if he rips off from an arla tree a leaf, and he writes the shtar kedushin on an ole shel arla. Now, arla is a very unique case within the constellation of Machalos Asus because it's not only nisar achil, it's also a nisar hadno. You can have no benefit whatsoever from arla. Now he writes the shtar on arla, which is nisar hadno. And Isuri Adnah, Lechori, you have no ownership, right? Because what is ownership? What's the most basic definition of ownership? Is Hanah, is the benefit that you can get from it. You can't have any benefit from Arla. Therefore, Arla is not yours. And if it's not yours, then you can't give it to her. In a Haknah situation, you can't be Makna, her ownership, onto something that's not yours. And yet, the Gemara establishes that Kosav Hashtar be Ola Shel Zayis of Orla is Harezu Shtar. The Shtar is valid. It would seem, therefore, that all of Kedushe Shtar boils down to what? Not Hakna, but Nesina. Oh, I see no one's following. Alright, forget it. This is.
If I were just another language.
Okay, so you want to write this down again? If I had a blackboard. There are two ways of defining shtar. One is hakna, and the other is nesina. Hakna means you give us something that's yours and transfer ownership. The other is nesina, just a technical, mechanical act of mesiras hashtar, miyado liyado, to transfer her the shtar. Then afkamina is going to be isuri hana, because in isuri hana, presumably I don't own this object, this shtar. The shtar is written on parchment, that is osav hana. And if that be the case, if I don't own it, I can't be machna to her. Then by process of elimination, if that shtar is valid, we're going to have to assume that shtar equals not hakna, but rather what? Nesina, mesira, excellent. Okay, so somebody's following me.
What about kicha, kicha, mstay efren? Do we need a kinyan?
Well, kicha, kicha, mstay efren only teaches me kedushe kesef. Kedushe shtar is actually learned because of a hekesh havaya liyitziyah, that just like in yitziyah he can be motzi her with a get, a shtar, so too in havaya he can marry her with a shtar. So it could very well be that the reason why I need a new category called shtar is because I have no ownership on the shtar. If I had ownership on the shtar, maybe the shtar was written by a very beautiful sofer who's there's a certain aesthetic value, you know, it's a piece of artwork, right? Like today, for example, you go to the museum and you'll see all of old ksubas. You know, you won't see any old shtar in Kedushin because Kedushin shtar is almost unheard of. But theoretically, he can write it in a beautiful way, so it's got value to it. So then it becomes Kedushei Kesef. Why do I need Kedushei Shtar as a new entity derived from Havaya L'Yitzia? Because I don't have any ownership of it, and indeed this Shtar might be valueless. And nevertheless, I can be Mekadosh through an act of Nesiva.
So nowadays, the ketubah that we give is this type of transaction?
No. I wouldn't say so. Suba is a totally different kind of shtar. It's what you call a shtar raya. Meaning the Kabbalah's kinyan was already made, in which the chasan was mischayev through what's called a kinyan chalip and a kinyan sudar for everything that's written in the ksuba. The ksuba as a written document is nothing more than a shtar raya to prove that he owes her the money. So she holds on to the shtar, and therefore she can use it as documentary proof. So that's not relevant to us. Our discussion here is what's called a shtar kinyan, because kedushin is a kinyan, and it's effectuated by the shtar. The question is, by what aspect of the shtar? Is it the haknas hashtar or the mesiris hashtar? And you see from the Gemara that all you need is mesiris hashtar, therefore get, or shtar, shekosfo al, isuri hanah, is Havishtar. But Rabosa, I have to tell you that I believe that everything that I just told you is wrong. I hope I was convincing, but why do I think it's wrong? The Gemara here says, Ha Tenach Bekesef, Kisha Bibia, my equal of me. Now, wait a second. The Gemara doesn't understand how does Afkeinu Rabban Likidushin mean a work in Kedushei Bia. Bishleva, the Gemara says, in Kedushei Kesef, the Rabbanan could flex the muscle of Hefker Bezdin Hefker. And what he gave her is not his to give, because it's Hefker. He can't be Mekadosh and Isha with Kesef, and the Kesef is Hefker. But in the case of Bia, I can't use the principle of Hefker Bezdin Hefker. You can't make Bia Hefker. Hefker is not possession. Bia is not possession. And therefore, the Gemara doesn't understand how it's going to work. And the answer, I think, is going to be that Afkeinu Rabbanu L'Kedusha Minei doesn't work by Biha. Afkeinu Rabbanu L'Kedusha Minei works only by Kesef because of Hefker Bezdin Hefker. In Biha, I'm going to have to introduce another principle, namely what? Kol Mekadesh Adayta Rabbanu Mekadesh. The Rabbanu have a right to say, we disapprove of this marriage. And therefore, the Mafkia Kedusha Biha L'Mafreya. The poor guy is stuck with decades and decades, piles and piles of bias nuts. That's his problem. Let him deal with that. But what does the Gemara skip?
Shtar.
If I assume that shtar is like bia, meaning that hefker bezdin hefker has no impact on shtar, right? If I assume that shtar requires only a mesira, like we proved from Isuriyanah, then, why didn't the Gemara ask from Kedushei Shtar? Meaning, if Kedushei Shtar, like Kedushei Bia, are outside of the purview of Hefker Bezdin Hefker, because Kedushei Shtar is nothing more than a Mesiras HaShtar, the Gemara therefore should have attacked this principle with Kedushei Shtar. The fact that the Gemara skipped over Kedushei Shtar would indicate that Hefker Bezdin Hefker and Afkeinu Rabbanu L'Kedushin works not only by Kesef, but also by Shtar. And I found it in the Sheet of Megubetzes. He says that Enochinami Shtar is like Kesef, and Hefker Bezdin Hefker would undermine and nullify Kedushei Shtar.
Why is that such a chiddush?
It's not a chiddush. Why isn't it a chiddush?
Sounds like that's what I would.
What pasuk would you quote?
Seems
pasuk in Tanakh. How does the Tanakh call shtar? when what was his name, Baruch Ben Neria, you remember, Yirmiyah told him to buy up all the fields. It was called a Sefer HaMachne. In the Torah it's called Sefer Krisus, in the category, in the context of Get, but Shtar Kinyan and the like is called in the Tanakh Sefer HaMachne, which means that the Baal HaShtar is Machne the Shtar over to the Mekabel HaShtar, which means that he has to have ownership of the Shtar in order to transfer possession over the Shtar. So it's not enough to do a Mesiris HaShtar, you need a Haknos HaShtar. And in fact, Reb Chaim Brisker used to say that the entire sugya of Gittin Bechatzer, that it means if a man delivers a get into the chatzer of his wife, the Gerushin is Chal, says Reb Chaim, that's all predicated on the premise of Sefer HaMachne, that a person can be Kodesh something, not only if you give it to him in his hand, but even if you put it into his chatzer, because Chatzero Shel Adam Konolo Shalomi Daito. And therefore you see that a get operates through Haknah. And if a get in Gerushin operates through Haknah, then ipso facto, a Shtar Kiddushin operates through Haknah. But then you'll ask me the question, but the Gemara in Gittin says that Kosval Olo Shel Zayis, if you write the get or the Shtar on Isuri Haknah, it's kosher. Why is it kosher if you need a Sefer HaMachneh? So the answer, I think, lies in the Gemara in Masechet Bava Kamma. I think. But I'm going to try to work this out, if you don't mind. You'll be the Jew and see if it works. The Gemara on Menhei has a discussion about what's called a Shor HaNiska. So there's a Shor that killed a human being, and now the Shor has to be put to death. And the Gemara wants to know, can the owner of the shor circumvent the requirement of skila by selling the shor or giving the shor away as a gift to someone else? Meaning, as long as he owns the shor and he's responsible for not having properly guarded the shor, and as a result the shor went loose and killed somebody, we're going to kill the shor. But if he sells the shor, or he gives it as a gift to someone else, can he circumvent the law of skila with regard to the shor? Is the question clear so far? Oh. So the Gemara goes back and forth based on the following principle. Shor ha-niskal is asur b'hanor. You're not allowed to have any benefit whatsoever from the shor. At what moment in time does the shor take on this status as a shor haniskal, and therefore it's also mahanor? No, exactly. So there are three moments in the life of the shor. There's number one, the moment that the shor belligerently attacked a human being and killed the human being. Number two, the moment that the shor stands up in front of a bezdin of chaf gimel and is condemned to skila, found guilty as accused. That's called Gmar Din. And number three, when we actually implement the skila. Between the Gmar Din and the skila, the shor is alive on all fours, but it's asur b'hanor. And the Gemara vacillates whether or not the Baal HaShor could sell the shor, and whether the sale would be valid. And the question I want to ask you is, how could this sale be valid and therefore circumvent the din of skila because it's no longer his shor if it's asur b'hanor? How can I take something that's asur b'hanor and transfer ownership over it? Do you follow what I'm saying? How can I be machne the shor?
It's potential.
Not potential. It means that isuri hanor still belong to me. The fact that the Torah clamped down on isur hanor, that's halacha in Isur V'Heter. I can no longer benefit from it, and if I do so, I violate the Isur HaNor. But it doesn't impinge on my ownership. My bailus, once it's established, continues to exist.
But if you sell it, you enjoy.
If I sell it, I'll what?
you sell it, you benefit from it.
So that's a different sugya. That's a sugya in Masechta Tmura, the world classic sugya of Abai Varova, called Mil Sedom Rachmona Lo Savid, Ovid Mahani Lo Mahani. So in other words, let's assume that even though the Torah tells me that I'm not allowed to sell Peros or Shviz on the seventh year, nevertheless if I sell it to you, the sale is valid. I violated the Iser of Schor of Peros Shviz, but he Ovid Mahani. We paskin like, who do we paskin like? 1 second, is that one of Yalkagam? I always forget. I think we paskin like Grov in that case. Anyway, Yovid Mahani, and B'dievet, the king is Chal. But again, you're really pointing us to a whole complicated direction, a whole new sugya.
In our case, the Iser Hana is on the owner or on everyone?
If it's Arla, for example, what's the case? Shar Niskal?
Sure, yeah, the Shar.
Shar Niskal is also Ranof for everyone. Once is a Gemara Din. So the question is, how could I possibly transfer ownership over the Shar to obviate the Din of Skila if Isuri Anoa are not owned? In any event, be that as it may, since there's a possibility that he could benefit from this, or albeit in a criminal way against the law of the Torah, it still remains his. Therefore, when the Gemara applies the principle of Afkiinu Rabbanan L'Kedushimine to Kedushay Kesef, we can extend that even to what? To Kedushay Shtar. Just like in Kesef, you have to be Machna the Kesef to the Isha, and through Hefker Bezin Hefker can no longer do so. So too in the case of Shtar, you have to be able to be Machna the Shtar to the Isha, and through Hefker Bezin Hefker he's not able to do so, and therefore Afkiinu Rabbanan L'Kedusha. The Gemara has no problem neither with Kedusha Kesef nor with Kedusha Shtar. Afkiinu Rabbanan L'Kedusha. But Afkiinu Rabbanan L'Kedusha is not going to help for Kedusha Bia, because the Rabbanan cannot just magically say that Kedusha Bia are Hefker, and therefore the Kedusha Bia itself engenders the Kedusha. Had the Rabbanan have the ability to apply the principle of Afkiinu Rabbanan L'Kedusha with regard to Kedusha Bia? So the Gemara says they can do so. How? Because kol d'makadosh adaita d'rabbanan makadosh. Again, what will be now if he says, I refuse to accept the daita d'rabbanan, he omits das Moshe Yisrael? I don't know. That has to be taken under advice. I don't get it. If in Kedusha Bia the Gemara is willing, eager, and able to apply the principle of Afkiinu Rabbanan L'Kedusha Mineh. Why? Because kol d'makadosh adaita d'rabbanan makadosh. So why not apply that in the case of Kesef and Shtar? Why not just say that in Kesef and Shtar, forget about Hefker Bez and Hefker, why not just simply say that kol d'makadosh adaita d'rabbanan?
They prefer to find a technicality.
Why? I'll tell you, I think why. There's a principle called Yesh Koch Biad Chachomim Lakar Dover Minatot. The Gemara establishes that even though the Rabbanan have the power to be Oker Edo Raisu, to completely undermine and remove Edo Raisu, nevertheless, they will not do so b'makom avera. If by implementing, activating their power to be oker dov min haTorah, they're causing a person to violate an avera, then they won't do so. And the Gemara is a whole sugya where a person was mafrish truma min haTomei al haTohar. It's a sugya in Bava Basra, I think. And there, the Gemara says that the Rabbanu will not exercise their ability to be oker the what? To be oker the hafrasha, because since on the Daraisa level the truma is truma, if a zar eats this truma, he violates an avera, and therefore they don't want to be oker the truma l'mafre. The Gemara in Masechta Bava Basra has a case of a man who forces a woman to marry her. That's called Taliyua V'Kaddish. And the Gemara says that in such a case, Afkeinu Rabbanu L'Kiddushim Ineh, Hu Avid Ba'Avera, Vanan, Hu Asa Shalom Kahoge, Vanan, Nekum V'Nasa Shalom Kahoge. Meaning, that even though, by being Mafkir L'Kiddushim, they are converting his bios from a bias kedusha to bias ishus to a bias nus. That means every time he had relations with her, he violated the isur bias nus, which is at the very least an isur essay. Some say it's even a losas of kedusha. I mean, you have to know exactly the status of bias nus in halacha. But it's an aver, and your rabbanon will hesitate unless you press them against the wall to be mafkia kedushin and implement the principle of yesh kof yad chachom lakar dov min haTorah, if by doing so they're going to cause this person to be an avarion, to violate the Torah law. Why should be oker dov min haTorah at his expense and make him to an avarion? You mafkia his afrasha, and the chulin remains tevel, and the truma, now he's going to eat the truma because his afrasha was invalid, and he's going to violate any sederais of Zar Shachal Truma. All right, Aaron, you don't have that problem, but I have that problem, right? Because I'm a Zar. You might have a problem because you're a Tomei. I didn't mean that seriously. But, you know, don't take me. Oh. So Bishleim, in the case where a man forced a woman to marry her at gunpoint, and she agreed to marry him because it was marriage or death. I mean, some people would have preferred death, I guess. But she agreed to marry him under those compelling circumstances. So that's Shalom Kahogan. I don't have any compassion on this guy. He should be taught and fed. And therefore, I'm going to be mafkia his kedusha. Yesh kof yad chacham lakar dover Torah. I is bios. Let them be a bios nus. He had no right to force this woman into marriage. In fact, what the Rabbanan are really saying here is that your bios are anyway a bios nus, because you don't deserve this woman. There's no marriage relationship if you compelled her at gunpoint, at the pain of death, to marry. Here, in our sugya, we have a problem. Because if the Rabbanan's power to be mafkia the kedushin is based on yesh kof yad chachom lakar dov min haTorah, then they are in effect causing him an avera, and he did nothing wrong. Sacha called the end of the day, he's been living with this woman for years, now he gives her get on a t'nai, and you're telling me we're going to be mafkia your kiddush because of the tznuas and the prutzes. So Gemara says the following: Bishleim, I understand in the case of kiddushei kesev, and we can add kiddushei shtar, nichol, I don't have to come on to yesh kof yad chachom lakar dov min haTorah, because Hefker bezin hefker. And even if you'll insist that through hefker bezin hefker they're going to be oker dov min haTorah, even so it doesn't bother me. Why? Because you're not causing him to be an avarion. He didn't do a bias nus. He did a bias ishus. Nor vos. The Rabbanan came along and they were oker his kedushin. As an indirect result, his bios became a bias nus. They didn't directly take an act of his and make it into an avir. But in the case of Kiddushei Biyah Rabosai, what are they telling me? They're telling me that my Biyah is a Biyah's Nus?
Which
the first Biyah is a Biyah's Nus? And therefore they're mafkir the Kiddushin by saying that that Biyah, which was really a Biyah's Ishus, is a Biyah's Nus? They are transferring my Biyah, converting it into an avir. That prevents them from applying the principle of yesh kof yad chachom im lakar dov min haTorah. In a word, Rabosa, yesh kof yad chachom lakar dov min haTorah, which empowers the Rabbanan in a very, very profound, almost infinite manner, has to be cut down. It has to be, shall I say,
limited, circumscribed.
What?
Limited.
Limited. That's better than circumscribed. Limited. And how do we limit it? We need some sort of a matir. We need some sort of a reasoning that allow the chachamim to be oker dov min haTorah and make him into an avarion. If he did an avera by forcing a woman to marry him, micha, I understand. If on the other hand he did no avel, no avera, so you know what? We can apply the principle of hefker bezin hefker. I, as a result, we're going to be okay with Kiddushin. So what? As a result, his bios are bios nus only because of the Rabbanon. That's not an aver at all. He did no aver. But if he was Makaisho with what? With Bia, now we have to take that original Bia. The only way we could be Oker Dovman at Torah is by transferring it and transforming it into a Bia's Nus, it's not a Bia's Ishus, then you are directly causing him to be an Avarion. It's not a result, it's direct. And therefore, the Rabbanan are very hesitant in such a situation to apply and flex the muscle of Yesh Kof Yad Chachomim Lachar Dovman at Torah. That's what the Gemara says over here. Teinach the Kodesh Bekaspa, and we're adding Kodesh Bishtar. There the Rabbanan were mafkia the Kiddushin in such a way that Memela, as a result of being Oker's Kiddushin, he has a Kiddushin, he has a Bias Nus, but he's not considered an Avarion. Therefore, they don't need a Matir.
It's like Groma.
It's Groma, exactly. But Kodesh with Bia Maikol and Meimah, that's not Groma. Now they're making his Bia into a Bia's Nus. So what gives the Rabbanan the right to say, the green light, to apply the principle of Yesh Kof Yad Chachomim and directly make him into an Avarion and convert his Bia's Ishus into a Bia's Nus? That's the Gemara's kasha. The problem is, I don't know the Gemara's answer. Because the Gemara's answer is, Shavu Rabbanan Lebilas Abilas Nus. It's still grown. Rabbanan make his Bila into a
Bilas. I was about to say, I mean, it's onus anyways. I mean, you can't call him an Avarian for what the Rabbanan is doing to him.
So in the Havamina of the Gemara, this iron is the Shakalitari. The Shakal Vitari is fine. The Havamina of the Gemara thought that in order to achieve your goal of Yesh Kof Yaakov Lach Adumitor, you're directly giving the status of a Bias Nus. That is a Bias Avera. Right. Gemara says name. Right. The Bia, you might call it a Bias Nus. You're right. But that doesn't make the Gavra into an Avarion. You follow what I'm saying? The Heft of the Bia as an object is a Bia's Nus.
But it's a Havamina that's not, I mean, not taking that seriously necessarily. In other words, it's just...
No, I think it's a very serious Havamina. The Gemara thinks that there's a fundamental difference between Kedushe Kesef and Kedushe Bia. In Kedushe Kesef, you're only impacting on his Kesef, and any Bias that he had for the rest of his married life, you want to consider them as a Bias Nus. That's only because you were Mafkir the Kedushin. Through what? Through Yesh Kof Yad Chachom Lachar Dimin Torah. But in the case of Bias Nus, the only way they can be Oker the Dimin Torah is by transferring the status of the Bia from a Bias Ishus to Bias Nus. That is something that they don't do. That's not within the purview of the circumscribed halacha and authority of Yesh Kof Yad Chachom Dimin Torah. The Gemara's answer is, but he's not guilty. And if he's not guilty, they will apply the principle of Yesh Kof Yad Chachomim Lachim in the Torah. And we can add to boot that not only that, they're protecting the Tznuos and the Prutzos, and therefore there's a very strong pressure on the Chachomim to apply the principle of Yesh Kof Yad Chachomim Lachar Dov Min HaTorah. Rabbosai, if this is the pshat in the Shakla Vitaria of the Gemara, I hope I can reveal pshat in the most difficult Rashi in all of Shas, right here in front of our eyes. This is the wildest Rashi you will ever see in your life. Kaddish bibia, my afkata meikara ika. Fine. Then Rashi says, Shavua. Rabbanan lebilasal mafreya yidei getchu midivrem bilas nus v'yeshem koach hachomim shehu tola b'hem. Shamati. If you could underline that word, shamati. You ready for this, Rabbosai? Maybe you know this Rashi. This is a world famous Rashi. Very difficult. Shamati kol Rabbosai. Now, when Rashi quotes his Rebbeim, he does so with a great deal of reverence and admiration. Kol Rabbosai. This is a unanimous decision of all the Rebbeim of Rashi. Probably includes Rabbeinu Gershom Aragol. Mefarshim de Kaddish Bekaspa Kiddushe de Rabbananim. The Torah never recognized Kiddushe Kesef. It's all the Rabbanan. The Rabbanan instituted Kiddushe Kesef. So if a man marries a woman with Kesef, on a Torah level, is she married? She's not married. The Rabbanan made this marriage into a marriage. It's Kiddushei the Rabbanan. That's what should I say. It's like Kiddushei Ketana, you know, Yudei, Yisoma, Yudei, Ima, Machia. It's like Kiddushei the Rabbanan, Kiddushei Mir, right? Why? Because Kesef is derived from, as you mentioned before, Daniel, Kicha, Kicha, Misteyef. And it's not explicit in the Torah. It says Ki Yikach Ishu Bala. The next word of the pasuk is Ubala, which is the source for Kedushei Bia. And Shtar we derive from Get. So there's no source in the Torah for Kedushei Kesef other than a Gzeir Shava of Kicha Kicha Mistei Ephron. Now what does Stei Ephron have to do with marriage? I don't know. The Darshanim are going to have fun with that. But on a level of Pshat, it's a Gzeir Shava. Gzeir Shava is not a Doraisa according to these Rabbanim. And therefore, Kiddushei Kesef is the Rabbanan.
Is that how the sugya goes in Kiddushin? That it's,
say it again?
Is that how the sugya is read in Kiddushin? That it's neither Rabbanan?
I don't know. I mean, you have to start from the Sefer Kiddushin and like, you know, press the refresh button and start from
the Shabbat is the rice.
What do you say?
Normally, we learn the Shabbat as a drosh.
Correct. And we normally learn that Kiddushei Kesef is the Raisa. To say that Kiddushei Kesef is the Rabbanan. Rashi is going to disagree with these, with all his Rebbeim for many, many different reasons, as we'll see. But what motivated these Rabosav of Rashi to come to this conclusion? And the answer is this sugya right here. Teyach b'kodesh b'kasid. You know why the Rabbanan could be mafkir the kedushin? Because it was theirs to begin with. Correct. Because the whole institution of kedushin in the case of Kesef is all the Rabbanan. Heimar of Heimar, but they can decide when to decide that the Kiddushin is not Chal. And you know what? We gain something tremendous from this, if you like the Rebosav of Rashi, and that is, you don't have to say L'mafreya. We've been assuming all along in this sugya that the Rabbanan Mafkir, the Kiddushin L'mafreya, which means that all his bios until this time would be his nus. And, you know, I was just thinking out loud, you know, the Sheva Brachas was a Brachal of Atola, you know. Because of Mafreya, they never were married. But according to the Rabosav and Rashi, you don't have to apply the principles of Mafreya. Mikadalahaba, the Rabbanan decided that until this point we accepted the Kiddushin, and now we want to just drop it. I mean, the whole institution of Kiddushin Kesem is all dropped on. So take a look at the reasons why Rashi rejects the Rabosav. He says the following. The Efshalomar came. That's a very harsh language against the Rabosav. He says, Chada number one, the Gzeres Shava, Yikicha Kich Mistei Ephron, V'chol Anilman Be Gzeres Shava, Havi Kvom Befurish B'Torah L'chol Dover. Daniel, that's what you were saying before. V'yon, and secondly, Idra Abonaninu, Heich Soklin Al Yado. We know that if she goes out and has a relationship with another man, there's going to be Skila. Wait a minute, the Rabbanan invented this Kiddushin, the Torah didn't recognize this Kiddushin, so why is this Skila? Not only that, Mevim Chulin Lazora Shigugosan. Let's say she accidentally has a relationship with another man. I don't know, she confused it with her husband. It was dark at night, you know, like Rachel and Leah kind of situation, right? And the din is that on a Chiv Misa, Chiv Kares, you have to bring a Karvah Chatos, the Shogay. Now, the law is that if you're not obligated to bring the Karvah Chatos, then there's no voluntary optional Karvah Chatos. That's called Chulin Lazara. Correct? So the Karvah Chatos is a Karvah Shabbal Achov. It's not like a Karvah Ola, a Karvah Nadava. Chatos can only be brought as a Chova. And now she's only married to Rabbanon. I mean, the Raisa, she didn't violate any Isur. So where's the Karvah Chatos? She's going to be bringing Chulin Lazara? By the way, I mean, Rashi's assuming that Chulin Lazor is Doraisa. There are two shitas in Psachim and Adwa and in Zvachim as to whether Chulin Lazor is Doraisa Darabonon. If I hold that Chulin Lazor is only an Issa Darabonon, so the Rabbanon could say, go ahead and bring the karma, because we told you have to bring the karma, because on our level they were guilty of violating the Issa Eishes Ish. V'sof-sof, what do you want to gain, the Rabosav of Rashi, to say that the Kedushin are only null and void mikan lahava from this moment? Because why? Because the Kedushin are only drabbanon. What are you going to say in the case of Kedushin Bia? you're going to have to agree and admit that Kedusha Bia is Nekal Mafrei. The Rabbanim are going to change which Bia into a Bia Snus. The first Bia. No, again, in Kedusha Bia. Correct? Kedusha Bia is Doraisa. Less man than Paul. Giyikach Ish Isha U Baal. So that when the Rabbanon are mafkia that Kedushin, it's got to be Lamafreya. Why? They can't be mafkia Kedushin from now and on. The only possibility they have is, says the Gemara, Shavu Rabbanon Lebiloso, Bilasnus. Which Bila is a Bilasnus? The first Bila. The Bila of Kedushin. Is with Mela, in any way you cut the, you know, you cut the cake, you can always come to the conclusion that Achkina Rabbanon Lekedushin Mine is Lamafreya. So what do you gain by saying that Afkinu Rabbanan in the case of Kiddushe Kesef is only Mikan Olahava because Kiddushe Kesef had the Rabbanan? In any event, you're going to have to admit that the Rabbanan have the power of Mafkin, the Kiddushin, Lemafrei. Yeah.
So if the Rabbanan can create, I guess, new ways of Kiddushin, then can't they like be like Meikara, the concept of like getting married through Bia? They say, like, you know, that concept doesn't exist anymore in the world. We're removing it completely. Like, before anyone had a chance to get married with it. So it's gone.
And then they're fine.
Yeah.
You mean because of tzlius issues whatever, or whatever.
Whatever they want.
They don't want priests.
They can just say, we don't want this to happen anymore.
Right.
Can't do
it anymore. Right.
And then they're about to institute themselves. Okay, we're not allowing you to get married through Bia.
Right.
Through our own rules. Right. Kind of like replace the Torah's rules with their own rules.
Rebecca Gershon's have to come up.
It could be, you're right, that if a man is Makadish, a woman with Bia, against the will of the Chachamim, then the Rabbanan could be Mafkir the Kiddush. Yesh kof yad Chacham lakar dopina Torah, in the case, well, who also shall look if he did an Avera, we also can treat him and mistreat him, so to speak. If that's what you're saying, I agree with you 1,000%.
I'm saying, we said that the rabbis can, remove Daraisa, as long as it doesn't cause Averas,
right?
So let's say that they remove the idea, the direct idea that you can get married through Bia.
Right.
Completely.
Right.
Before anyone has a chance to use it, so there's no idea of Averas afterwards. Because no one used it yet.
Right.
No one got married through that method yet. Yeah. Then the Rabbanan said, we're going to institute a new method of marriage. We're going to call it, you can get married through Bia, and it's now ours, it's not a Daraisa. And now, just like Shtar, we can cancel it at any point in time because it's our thing we made up. Or Kesef, sorry. So like Kesef, we can cancel it at any point we want. Meaning like,
I don't know, Aaron, what you're saying it may be brilliant, but it's a little too complicated for me after 9 o'clock at night on a Wednesday night, if I gave fish you. It's misurbal, if you know that Hebrew word. It's very, complicated with a couple of loopholes. I would go more straight. I would say like this. Kiddushe Bia is Doraisa. It's not a rabbinic convention. If the Rabbanan want to cancel Kiddushe Bia because it's not tzniyistic, it's fritzistic, they can apply the principle of Yesh kof yad chacham lakar bin a Torah, he did an aver, we're going to do an aver. In the case of Kesef, there's no doubt in my mind that Kiddushe Kesef is Doraisa. And we have proof after proof after proof. First of all, Kiddushe Kesef is derived from Kicha Kicha. Secondly, if she goes ahead and has relations with another man, there's a Chiyuv Skiwa. And the Rabbanan cannot institute a Chiyuv Skiwa, no way, no how. Thirdly, if she has another relationship, it's a chiyuv karba in shogeg. It's a chiyuv karba chatas. And if we hold chulin bazar doraisa, we're in trouble. And beyond which, what are the rabbanim trying to gain by this? Tainet the kodesh b'kasmas. So therefore, it's going to be mikad olahava. They want to see afkeinu work mikad olahava. That's impossible. You can't maintain that consistently. You can get away with kesef if you assume it's kesef is the rabbanim, but you can't do it when you get to kedusha b. Rabosai, what I would like to suggest is that the Rabosov of Rashi never meant to say Chas v'Shalom that Kedusha Kesef is the Rabbanan. That's a bloodline. What they meant to say was that it has a status like a Rabbanan. What do I mean? The Halacha operates with two different categories of Din Torah. There's something that's explicit in the Torah, and it's something that is derived from the Midos HaTorah Nidreshes Bo. And even though it's Doraisa, it has a different status. I mean, again, Moshe Leman Dovredom, but if I was sharper, I would give you much better examples of this. The Ran says in Yuma, there's a halacha that if you see someone doing an Avera, you have to make a Mechal. you know, these crazies who yell, you know, they throw stones at cars on Shabbos, that's a kruma application of this halacha mecha. But there is such halacha. You have to make a mecha. However, if someone is violating an isur derabbanan, you're not chayiv in mecha. Says the Ran, what constitutes, excuse me, a derabbanan to alleviate the chiyuv mecha? Anything that's not explicit in the Torah. So therefore, if you see someone who washes his body on Yom Kippur, which is one of the five inuyim, and it's certainly Doraisa, says the Ran, you don't have to make a mecha. Why? Because it's not explicit in the Torah. The Gemara does somersaults in the air to figure out that the word v'inisa means that you're not allowed to wash your body on and it would unwind even. What am I trying to convey? There is a fundamental distinction between a Doraisa that's mefurish lehedge in the Torah and a Doraisa that's derived through one of the various midos, which is still the Oraisa, but it doesn't have the same, shall I say, chumrah as a Doraisa. Enochinam, even the Rabosav of Rashi would grant you that the Kiddushe Kesef are Doraisa, and if she has relationships with another man, Chashom, then they talk about a Chiv Skila and the Shogeg of Chiv Chatos. That was undeniable. No one could dream otherwise. It's all over shot. What they meant to say was that since Kiddushe Kesef, as opposed to Biyon Shtar, is a derivative, meaning it's Kicha Kicha, it's like a Derabon. My Nafkimina. The Nafkimina is Legabi Yeshkoch Biyad Chachomim, Lakar Dov Minotor. The Chachomim are very uncomfortable about exercising their rights and their powers, their authority, to be Oker Dov Min HaTorah. They need a certain mati. Says the Gemara, I understand in Kiddushei Kesef, which is not explicit in the Torah, and therefore it's not as severe as something that is mefurish in the Torah, is Yeshkof Yad Chacham Laker Dov Min HaTorah. They can exercise their rights to be Oker Dov Min HaTorah, if that's not explicit in the Torah. And maybe even Shtar could fit into that. Because Shtar is a Hekesh Havayli Yitzir. But when you get to Bia, which is explicit in the Pasuk, Ish Ki Ikach Ish Ubala, then the Rabbanan, the Gemara says, I don't understand how the Chachamim could implement their power of Yeshkof Yad Chacham Lachar Dov Min HaTorah to go against something that's mefurish in the Torah. The distinction that the Rabosav of Rashi are making between something which is explicit in the Torah and something which is derived from the Torah is not on the level of Doraisa versus Rabbanan. No question that Kedushin Kesef on Doraisa. But the difference is in terms of to be Oker something. They won't be Oker something that's explicit in the Torah. The Rabbanan will not go head and head against the Torah in a head-on collision unless they absolutely have to because he did an Avera. You suffer with it. But in our case, there is no Avera. Why would they exercise their ability of Yeshkof Yad Chachamim? The answer is because Kiddushei Kesef is the Rabbanan. What do you mean, the Rabbanan? It's not what? It's like the Rabbanan. It's not Mefurish. It's derived from Kikra. That's a whole new shot in the Rabosov of Rashi. All right, Rabosov, let's go on in the Gemara a little bit. I mean, we spent about a shir and three quarters on this five-line sugya, but I'm telling you, it's one of the most famous sugyas in Shas. The Gemara goes on and says, Ika Diamri. Ika Diamri means we're going to go back to the drawing board and we're going to rewrite the script of Rava. Until now, we assume that Rava said what? Ain't onus beginning. You're wrong, my friends. Ika the Amri, Rava didn't say ain onus begitten, but rather he said yesh onus begitten. Ika the Amri Omer Rava v'chein le'inyan gitten. Just like we saw in the case of a man who after 12 months wants to marry his wife, but she is sick or he is sick, or the takana was that he gets married on Wednesday and therefore he doesn't have mizonos because he's onus, so too in get if a man gives a get to his wife in lo basi, and the kiyum atnai is lo basi, he really wanted to come, but mitigating circumstance of onus, he couldn't come. The get is now batel. Why is the get batel? Not because the rabbanan made a takana to be mevatel the get, but because yesh tainus onus the getin. Vechein le'inyan gitin alma kasov harava yesh ones begitin. And if you take a quick peek at Tosfos, Tosfos says pasag rabbi kanana kalishna kama the ain ones begitin. So even though usually we paskin like the lishna basra lochke basra, here Tosfos wants to say is the exception we paskin like the lishna kama. So all that we've been discussing for the last year and a half is correct halacha according to Rabbeinu Hananel, so don't get nervous about it. But we do have an ikar diyam. Meisve, I'll ask you a question. Hareze gitek in lo basi bikam bat shnei masar chodesh umes betok shnei masar chodesh, he died, eino get. Why? Because since he died before the kiyum atnai at the end of the 12 months, is we have a principle of ein get liachar misa. Had it been a different ones, let's say for example chola, then the get would be valid. But yesh ones begitin. Mesu dieno get, ha chola reis a get. Apparently, if it was a less profound ones, like chola, then we would say the get is valid. In the case of misa, the get is invalid because ein get liachar misa. In other words, we're not holding now like the Rav Vasa who hold zmano shel shtar mochiach alav. It's the get will be chal at the end of the 12 months. He died before the end of the 12 months, and therefore the get is invalid and she falls for yibum. Correct? But wait a minute. Why not say that the get is invalid for another reason? Because yesh onus begitin. And then after meeting is going to be chola. The Brisa should have told me chola and kol shkein misa. Forget about ain get lachar misa. Just simply ain onus begitin. That would invalidate the get. In truth, the din would be that even if he took sick, and that's why he couldn't come back after 12 months, that's not a kiyum of tanai lo basi, and the get is not valid. No, but you'll ask me, so why did the Braisa establish the case of Misa? He gufa kamashwa, and he ain't get leachar Misa. The Braisa wanted to teach me that ain't get leachar Ain get liacham misa. By the way, I correct myself. I constantly say brisa, but it's really a mishnah and git. So ain get liacham misa. And what's the chiddush of ain get liacham misa, Rabosai? We spoke about the fact that even though with his misa there's hafkas issues, and therefore why would even have a hamin in the get could be chal. The answer is zikas yibum, if you remember. And furthermore, if he delivered the get into the hands of a shliach. So even though he died, but the shliach could nevertheless deliver the get as a replacement of the baal. Kamashma know that once the ishus is gone, because the misas habaal terminates the ishus, therefore there's no room for the get to be chal, and she falls for yibum. The Gemara says, no, that's no good. Why? Because ain get lachar misa tanalei reisha. The reisha itself has already established the principle of ain get lachar misa. Must be that the seif is trying to prove that yesh tainus ones, and therefore it's a kasha on rova. Gemara says Dilma, perhaps the reish is coming for a different reason, lafuke mi rabosenu, to tell you that you might think that the get was chalam afreya because shtaro zmano shel shtar mochiach alav. Kamash malon, no, the get is only chal at the end of the 12 months. We don't accept the rabosenu, and therefore if it's a get liachar misa is ain get liachar misa. Toshma miachshav in lo basi mikava shemus or meis betok shemus or chodesh hareis a get. My love, who adin lachola. Now the Gemara wants to think that I have a support for Rava, that whether or not he was ill or he died, the get is chal. But just 1 second. Hareze get, meaning ain tainus onus begitin, the get is valid even though he was onus. Lo mes dafka, only in the case of mes do we assume that the get is valid. Why is the get valid? Again, this is the case of Me'akshav. Me'akshav means it's Kalam Afreya. Why is it valid? Because Lo Nichalei the Tepel Kami Yovan. What motivated him to give this get? That the problem of Zikas Yibum Shehid wanted to have to go through the whole process of Yibum and Chalitza, and therefore he gave this get. And the implication of the get is that it should be Kalam Afreya to save her and spare her of Zikas Yibum, and therefore we say the get is valid. That's the whole motivation for him to give her the get. Is therefore, in the case of Chole, the get would not be Chal. And why wouldn't it be Chal? Because Yesh Tainus Onus. Toshmami, he diomalu ilo asinim ikan. This is Shmuel. Ilo asinim ikan at shloshim yom levi gita osim b'sof tosin yom and upaski mavri. Came after 30 days, but the bridge had collapsed. The omalushi, he cries out, chazuda soy, chazuda soy. The omar Shmuel lo shmei masya. It's not considered as if he came, and therefore ain Titus onus. This is a direct contradiction to Rava in the Lishna Basra. Yesh Titus onus. Gemara answers also the shchicha. Shiny came to the boiler. Snu yevelo asni you the opposite. He should have foreseen the probability or the possibility of the bridge collapsing, and therefore he should have included in his tnai the statement that if I don't come because the bridge collapsed or any other extenuating circumstances, then the get should be invalid. From the fact that he didn't include that tonight, he meant to validate the get even if such an ones would happen. That's only in the case of an onsa de shchicha, but in the case of Rava, where it's an onsa de lo shchicha, he didn't foresee the ones. Therefore, you cannot apply the principle of havilei lasnuye velo asne, and therefore yesh tainus ones begitin. So Rabosa, it comes out like this. Whether you accept Rava in the Lishna Kama, or you accept Rava in the Lishna Basra, ain't Tainus Onus. No, I'm sorry. What did I just say? Just one minute. Sorry. What I just said is wrong. What I meant to say was, not the Lishna Kama. Did I say Lishna Kama, Lishna Basra? Yeah, that's what I said. That's wrong. Again, there are three sections to the sugya. Let's just summarize the sugya. Section number one is ein onus begitin on a doraisa level, which means that even though the Torah normally presents the principle and applies onus, here is the exception. He should have made a tnai. For the fact that he didn't make a tnai, lo bossi is lo bossi. No, he didn't come. If he didn't come, the get is chal. That's called Ein Tainus Onus Begitin Doraisa. Then we get to the second section of the sugya. Ein Tainus Onus Begitin Derabbanan. It was a Takonis Chachamim flexing the muscle of Afkina Rabbanan L'Kiddusha Minei. And therefore, Ein Tainus Onus Begitin. And that was the Takonim Mishum Prutza, Mishum Tzuos, Mishum Prutza. So that's called Ein Tainus Onus Begitin. The difference is whether it's Ein Tainus Onus Begitin Doraisa, or it's Ein Tainus Onus Begitin as a result of a Takonis Chacham of Afkeinu, but Ein Tainus Onus Begitin. Then we get to the Lishna Basra. The Lishna Basra of Rava says Yesh Tainus Onus. There's a universal rule of Tainus Onus. V'lanaro lo sasador. And there's no reason in the world we shouldn't apply it in this case. And therefore, when he comes and he says, I was onus, if he could prove that in fact he was onus, the get is not valid. The tnai of the get was never fulfilled, of the lo bossi, and therefore the get is invalid. Whether he comes, or he was prevented from coming because of onus, the get is invalid. The tnai is bot. Now, if you accept Rava in the Lishna Basra, you have to ask yourself the following question. Why isn't Rava in the Lishna Basra bothered by Tznuos and Prutzos? Why wouldn't the Rabbanan suspend the principle that operates under the halach of Ones universally of Yesh Ones Begitin and disqualify his Tainus Ones in order to spare the Tznuos and the Prutzos? Is Rava in the Lishna Basra perhaps questioning some of the principles that we established within the context of the previous formulation of Rava, that it was a takonas chachamim to recognize this get and therefore to undermine and invalidate the kedusha. Maybe in this case, according to Rava in the Mishnah of Basra, although yesh koch b'yad chachom lakar dof natar, this guy is innocent, there's no reason why we should be oker his kedusha, and therefore cannot be a takonas chachamim. And therefore, if there cannot be a takonas chachamim, let's leave well enough alone. And the Torah now insists that the get is batel. Why? Because he was honest. There was never kima tanai. What are you going to make a get out of a get that's batel? Why would we do such a thing and make all his bios into bios mus and all the distinctions that we made about, you know, Makadisha Daita Rabbanon, he made a tanai and he wants the approval, and Tznuos and Pruto. Again, keep in mind that Rav in the Lishon of Basra has to be concerned with Tznuos and Prutos. Because if you're going to tell me that in a case of onus, the get is not valid, the Tznuos are going to be worried, well, he didn't show up because of onus. The princess, on the other hand, heard a rumor that he was honest, and then he could go ahead and marry in his mamzerus. All those problems come to the fore, according to Rava, in the Lishna Basra. These are real, hardcore problems. But for some reason, Rava is not going to make the takana of Snuas and Prutos. He's not going to flex the muscle of Yesh Kof Yad Chachomim Lakar Dov Minata. If we go back to Rava in the Lishna Kama, then we're saying on a deraisa level, ain't on us begitu. And in a sense, we're agreeing with Rav in the Lishna Basra that the Rabbanim did not apply and implement their authority under Kol Mekadesh Adaita Rabbanim Mekadesh etc. Vafkin Rabbanim in this case of on us begitu. But nevertheless, the first Lishna of Rava, I mean before the reformulation of Rav on the Takonis Chachamim is saying that ain't on his begitin. The man said lo basi. What he meant was, I don't come, and he didn't come. If he didn't come, then the get is bottom. I'm sorry. If he didn't come, then the get is chai v'kayim. The get is valid. And if the get is valid, then the get is valid. That's it. So again, according to the first formulation of Rava, we're saying ein onus begitin, and we're going to apply the principle of ibole lasnuye velo asne, as we discussed last week, which means he should have made the tanai clear with a proviso that if he was honest, the tanai is not makuyim. He didn't make that proviso, and therefore we assume that lo basi is lo basi. The get is valid. If the get in fact is valid, then we have no problem with Tznuos and Prutzos. So again, on the one hand, the first formulation of Rava identifies with the next formulation of Rava in solving the problem of Tznuos and Prutzos. So there's an Emek Hashava here that we have to validate this get. How do we validate this get? Do we validate this get in the Raisa? Or do we validate this get because of Afkinu Rabbanu L'Kedushvei? That's the machlokas. But the bottom line is we must absolutely validate the get. And there's no problem with Tznuos and Prutzos. Either on a Doraisa level, there's no problem with Prutzos and Prutzos, or once Rabbanu institute Afkinu, there's no problem with Prutzos and Prutzos. On the other hand, we could say that the first formulation of Rabbanu was not happy with the Takonis Chachamim based on Afkinu. And in that sense, the first formulation, the original Rav of Einonis beginning on the rice level, belongs to the turf and has a common denominator with the Lishna Basra of Rava. And let's cut out this whole business of Afkin Rava. Look at this, it doesn't apply. But there's a wide gap here, a world of a difference. We've been Supermarov from the first formulation of Rava, Einonis beginning, to the Ika Diamri of Rava, which is Yesh Onis beginning. According to the Ika Diamri of Rava, there is a serious problem of Tznuos and Prutos. We have to figure out how we're going to solve that problem. We're going to try to get clear-cut testimony that he was anus before we let her get married. And not only that, if we find no such evidence, we're going to have to convince the Tznuos that the get is valid, because because there was no anus. And she's going to say, but wait a minute, maybe he was anus, and yesh tagus anus begitin. We're going to have to somehow brainwash her and tell her, my lady, there's a man who wants to marry you. Haparai. Okay, Rav Osei, we'll stop here. So, believe it, the next Wednesday, we start a brand new sugya. So, if you've had your challenges, as we all have with this sugya, don't worry about it. We're starting something new. And that's going to be Shaktu and the whole takon of Ezra and his best. Okay.
They started Maribit on it.